besides the screen you spent most of your time staring at this week, chances are you are also captivated by a big screen video installation. From billboards to scoreboards, we inform and entertain audiences with our big screen solutions. Visit bigscreenvideo.com.au to see how BSV can bring your space to life.
Well, the winds of change certainly swept through GWS after last season. Four players traded out in the exchange period. A coaching panel change up as well. Four picks now inside the top 20 in next week's national draft. And of course, a brand new senior coach who is in his first few weeks in the top job. And it's a great pleasure to welcome him, Adam Kingsley, to SEN. Morning, Adam. Appreciate your time.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So 170 games for Port Adelaide on the resume, of course, including the 2004 flag famously. So, you know, obviously you're forever a brother of this man with me this morning, Kane Corn. So I'm assuming you're expecting him to go easy on you throughout the year, I would have thought, Adam.
Of course.
I would hope so. He's going brutal on everyone else. So surely playing in a premiership together counts for something.
That's not true, King. How have you found it? You've done a very nice long apprenticeship, and you've fought hard for this opportunity. Is it everything you thought it would be? I know it's early days.
Yeah, it's early days. You're right. It has been. It's been terrific so far. I haven't lost a game yet, Kane. So. Yeah, look, players got back on Monday. We've been going at it as a new coaching group for 2 weeks now, planning and preparing for the week that was, and been really pleased with the way that the guys presented back. It's only the young guys at the moment, the 5-plus year players will be back on the 5th of December, although a few of them have been in and around the club and have certainly joined in on training when they can. So, it's been really good so far.
You mentioned the coaches. It's a few new faces as well. In fact, a lot of new faces. Brett Montgomery, speaking of premiership teammates, Benny Hart's going to join you there as well. When you went for the job, did you have a sort of a team in mind that you would like to take, or did you get the job and then worry about who you could attract as your assistants after that process was run and won?
Idea of who I wanted or the style of coach that I wanted. Certainly, there was a list of people that I wanted. So that was kind of a plan coming in, and then it was about, okay, I've won the job, now let's get to work on attracting those sort of people, those sort of coaches. And a couple of them were easier, some of them took a little bit of time, but really pleased with the variety of people that we've now got here coaching. Certainly Brett Montgomery and Ben Hart are two of them, but Craig Jennings, Jeremy Laidler from Sydney Swans, Robbie Chancellor and Wayne Cripps heading up our development, both guys coached in the under-18s last year in Melbourne. So I think the diversity of our group is really strong. Clearly very successful in their own rights. A lot of them have coached their own teams, and you know we're now putting our heads together to formulate a game plan that we think is going to play and win finals. And when you think of the stock that we have, you know, we've got the success of Melbourne, we've got the success of Sydney, Port Adelaide, Collingwood. So I think I'm really pleased with the way that the coaching group have working together so far. And you know, as I said, we're coming up with a game plan that we think can win finals.
Adam, the biggest question you'll get asked all day, have you got any comrades in the change room when it comes to your love of metal?
No. No, that's purely me at the moment, but I'm hoping to swing a few.
Yeah, there's time. You can convert a few, I'm sure. You're looking to convert to a changing game style, of course, and it's early days, as Kane says, but speed seems to be one of your key words early in your preparation already. You want to play a faster brand, don't you?
Yeah, that's certainly the plan, and that's, it's fun to watch that sort of game. It's certainly fun to play, so that's what, we'll train, and we feel like with our playing group at the moment, there is a lot of speed. We've just got to sort of release the handbrake, if you want to call it that, and let these guys play, and you know, certainly we'll provide some parameters around that, but ultimately we want to play to our strengths, and one of our strengths, I think, is our speed. So, yeah, hopefully we can transfer that from the training ground out to the games.
You've got the first pick in the draft, which is exciting. You haven't said who you're going to pick. Why wouldn't the club say who they're going to pick yet? What's to gain by not releasing that or telling the youngster? Surely you'd know by now.
No, we don't know. No, that's not quite true. We're still working through it. You know, we've got a bit of time, and there's no point in making a decision right now. We'll keep digging, keep searching, keep discussing, and you know, we have ideas, and we've narrowed it down to probably three guys, I would suspect.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, we've still got a couple of days beforehand. We've got a couple of meetings to go on, and you know, whoever we pick really is going to be a terrific player for the club, and you know, we'll be excited wherever we land with that.
So, did you make the trade not with one particular player in mind? Because that would be the consensus view that you've seen the guy, you want him, we're going to get the pick one, so it takes all the doubt out of it. You just made that trade to get the best possible player when that time came, but not having one in mind.
Yeah, no, we had a couple in mind, probably three in mind, and then it's about, well, let's eliminate the fact that North Melbourne could take those guys. Let's just make sure that we know who we're going to get, and we can, you know, whoever we decide we want, we can get. So, you know, that was the plan. I feel like we're really well stocked with first round picks and pick 19, obviously three this year, two next year. So we could really afford to do that. We felt so pretty comfortable where we sit with the draft, and we're going to bring in, you know, a lot of good talent.
What's your philosophy, Adam, when it comes to, or the list management team's philosophy when it comes to bidding on other players? Obviously, Will Ashcroft's there as the father-son and a poignant pick, even if it wasn't for that. I mean, where does the club sit with that, which is obviously an option open to you?
Yeah, it is an option. I'm not sure what we'll do there, to be fair. Look, it's neither here nor there for me. We all know where he's going to go. Does it matter where he gets bidded? Not sure. Discussion we'll have probably on Sunday or Monday morning and work out what we'll do exactly, but neither here nor there for me.
The lead up to your appointment was, I'm reluctant to say unique, but certainly intriguing. I mean, you're at a footy club that was heavily courting, you know, a couple of key players at the club you're about to start coaching, you know, all while you're in discussions about joining
them, wasn't it?
Yeah, that must have been a truly bizarre experience.
It was quite funny in one way. I went from being privy to the discussions to then being locked out. it was interesting. But you know, obviously those guys, good servants of this football club, had made the decisions that they wanted to return to Melbourne. Obviously, being offered some reasonable contracts and stuff that they couldn't really refuse. So that's okay. Let's work it out. Let's get the best deal for the footy club and move on. And you know, we love those guys, and our players certainly love their former teammates, but the reality is we move on and move forward with a new group.
Does it give you a bit more flexibility? I mean, historically struggled with the salary cap for reasons that we all know about, but does those two leaving just give you a bit more freedom now?
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, in a perfect world, we wouldn't have lost them, but the reality is we did. So it has freed up us up and got us back on track, no problems. Now let's move forward and try and attract some really good, high-quality players. We'll certainly get them in the draft, but free agency as well. And, you know, that's the plan moving forward.
You're going to coach from the interchange bench or the coach's box?
Coach's box, I would suspect, at this point in time. But you know what? We'll work out the best way to get our players to perform and our coaching group to perform. What I do know is we've got a lot of experienced coaches upstairs, so that if I do go to the bench, then there'll be no issues in terms of communication and seeing the game. So, but initially, I'll be upstairs.
Adam, just coming back to player movement for a second, and obviously the players that you've lost, I guess it's been a cycle, and homesickness, the factor isn't exactly fading, and I must stress your club certainly, while you felt it down the years, you're not the only one to have experienced that. I'm not sure how it can be solved or corrected. I mean, you go back to the draft this year, how do you... Is it just about creating the best environment that you can consistently and never having bottomed out? I mean, how do you keep these players there when you don't have access, I guess, to them in your own backyard more often than not?
Yeah, well, it's a challenge, and it's clearly a challenge. And I know, Kane, you've been really good with this and really strong on some of your viewpoints around length of contracts for first-round picks or second-round picks and so on and so forth. So, look, my job is to really create and try and create and build on this culture and this environment to make it as welcoming and as enjoyable as possible, so that our players, you know, really build strong connections and are prepared to sacrifice a little bit to stay. That's the reality of it. You know, we know the challenges and they've been well documented, but you know, as I've said a bit, we move forward. We try and create the environment that's going to retain these guys. And the challenges are, of course, that there's always one, two, three clubs in Melbourne who have salary cap space and are able to sort of go a little bit above and beyond and attract players where potentially, you know, they might not just shift across the road in Melbourne. So, you know, the Suns and ourselves, you know, face those challenges. And without the academy players coming through as yet, you know, as often as we'd like, then, you know, it's making it a little bit challenging. But it's stuff, all stuff we're working on and looking forward to those challenges and trying to rectify them.
Great to have new GWS coach Adam Kingsley on the line. Adam, will you stay with the triple captain setup, do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I'm still getting to know these guys. None of those guys have really started pre-season training yet. They've been in and done one training session, but you know, I'd like to spend the summer getting to know them, seeing how they operate, identifying who I think the leaders are within the group, and that may very well be the three-captain model. It might be a one-captain model. I'm not really sure yet. I'll let it unfold over the summer and then make a call towards the end of it.
So it'd be your call or with a combination of the other coaches, obviously, and the players? How influential will the players' vote be?
No, players will be very influential. Ultimately, they vote for their captain. I'll certainly guide and advise and give my viewpoints, but the reality is the players select their captain.
As a player, I thought you were quite fond of the pre-season camp, and you were quite a good performer from memory on these survival-style pre-season camps. Kingers, have you got anything up your sleeve for your new players?
Yeah, maybe. Soft cap certainly damages that now. You know, once upon a time, we'd go trekking for 3 or 4 days and camping and roughing it out in New Zealand. Now it's kind of refined to perhaps the Blue Mountains or somewhere like that, which is, you know, still a great experience for these guys. But pre-season camps are, you know, a wonderful opportunity. I think we talk about connection in footy clubs and the players being really strong. And, you know, I know our bond is really strong, partly because of the times and the shared experiences we've had on pre-season camps. So I think they're incredibly valuable and we'll certainly be having one.
So one that doesn't involve footy, so to speak, more that bonding style one.
Yeah, probably more the, you know, in and out, spend 2 or 3 days together, maybe a footy session thrown in there, maybe not. You know, we've all done variety of camps where it could be a week of footy or it could be no footy at all. So we're still working through exactly what that's going to look like. It'll likely be sort of the end of January or thereabouts. But, you know, head away for a couple of days, maybe have a footy session, do a bit, you know, a couple of activities together and come back.
How do you stop Big Prusy getting suspended, Adam?
Good question. Not sure yet. Not sure. I love his attack on the ball. I love his intent. You know, obviously, you know, a couple of suspensions for sling tackles. You know, we need to temper that. Perhaps tidy up his technique a little. But I do know he's, you know, you don't want to get tackled by him. He's an enormous human. He's been in the gym here a fair bit over the summer, and he's a big boy. So we love his intent. We just need to tidy up his technique, I suspect.
And Toby Green's the player we all love. He's been back early, hasn't he, with the youngsters already?
Yeah, he has. You know, Toby's really keen. He's had a really good break. He's been away a couple of times. But he's certainly presented back in really good shape, and I think you know, he's really enthused by the changes that we've made, and looking forward to working with and influencing these young guys that we bring in, particularly. Mm.
A lot of decisions need to be made on the game going forward, Adam. Just, you would have been consulted, I'm sure, but in an ideal world for you, when it comes to the bench, what does it look like? How many do you have? How can they be deployed?
Yeah, it's a hard one. I'm not sure when that decision will be made. You know, is it 5 on the bench? Is it a tactical sub, or do we keep it the same? I think are the options. I like the idea of a tactical sub. I think it eliminates any you know, discussion around it, negative discussion, that is. So I kind of like that one.
And just before we let you go, have you had a coffee with your new neighbour yet, Horse Longmire?
No, not as yet, but I'm sure that'll happen at some point.
Well, we wish you well, mate, absolutely. And we really appreciate your time this morning at a busy time when you're just getting started officially up there. So all the best with it, and I'm sure we'll speak going forward.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, mate.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.